This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 30th of August. At Edgbaston, Warwickshire piled up 504 for 6 against their main rivals Nottinghamshire before declaring and reducing the visitors to 188 for 4 at stumps. Earlier, Tim Ambrose ended on 151 not out, while night watchman Chris Wright and on loan all-round Ian Blackwell both hit entertaining half-centuries. Middlesex conceded a 17-run first innings lead to Worcestershire on the third day at New Road as they were bowled out for 306. Alan Richardson and Chris Russell shared 7 wickets for the home side, while Neil Dexter top-scored for Middlesex with 90. Toby Rowland-Jones struck twice in the host's second innings prior to stumps, and they closed on 44 for 3 to set up an interesting final day. There was a slightly delayed start at Aberth, where Durham closed the third day on 184 for 4 in reply to Lancashire's 262. Graham Onions took 3 of the last 4 Lancashire wickets to fall, to end with 6 for 41, while Carl Hogg ended on 60 not out. South African batsman Keaton Jennings then hit 70 in the visitors' reply. A controversial third day at Taunton ended with Surrey in a good position on 58 without loss in their second innings after they had earned a 23-run first innings lead. They bowled Somerset out for 294 in their first as the home side threw away a good start and lost their last 8 wickets for 143 runs in spite of an aggressive 92 from Peter Trago. The flashpoint of the day had come in the afternoon when Muirley Carter could run out 20-year-old Alex Barrow for backing up too far. This caused a chorus of boos from the Somerset members, directed particularly at Karthik, who had left the club in not entirely uncontroversial circumstances at the end of last season. In Division 2, Derbyshire had half-centuries from Ross Whiteley and Tom Poynton to thank for earning them a slender first innings lead against Essex. David Masters ended with figures of 5-51 for the visitors, who then closed an 85-1 in their second innings, with Tom Wesley unbeaten on 51. Niall O'Brien translated his overnight century into a mammoth 182 on the third day at Cardiff, as Northamptonshire amassed 432 before declaring 8 wickets down in their first innings. Wicketkeeper David Murphy chipped in with 54, while Conder Langer and Lee Daggett also made handy contributions. Glamorgan then faced 7 overs in their first innings and reached 10 without loss. Leicestershire reached stumps on 171 for 3 in reply to Kent's 358 declared on day 3 at Grace Road. They had lost 2 early wickets to Charlie Shrek, but Wayne Jones and Matthew Boyce added 93 for the third wicket, with Josh Cobb then joining Boyce to add an unbroken 64 for the fourth wicket. And the third day at Scarborough between Yorkshire and Gloucestershire was abandoned without a ball bowled, due to further rain and a wet outfield.